Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Bongile and Aya on Videothon
2024.
How's
that? 2024.
Yellow,
oh,
yellow.
Mate, I'm Bongile.
Love you like that. Love you like that. And I'm asking, oh, Mom Prudence Muchumi also, are you opening the camera? No, she says, no, it is 4 a.m. here in the USA. So you can imagine she's on the line.
Not
with us.
Opening the camera at 4 o'clock. I agree with you, ma'am. I absolutely agree with you.
Talking to the queen herself, the marketplace queen. How are you, Ma?
I am very well, Sibongile.
I'm not alone. I'm with Ayanda today.
Hello, Ma.
Oh, wow. Good morning. Good morning, Ayanda.
Yeah. Good morning, Mom.
Even the voice says it, ne?
Oh, yeah. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
It says it's 4 o'clock.
Mom, you're allowed. You're allowed. You know, no judgment here.
Busi says, you are such a deep voice. Yeah, a morning voice. Look at Mama Prudence with you, me. Ma, yeah. What do you have for us today? We are in the Marketplaces Radio Pulpit, but we know that you are the specialist in the marketplace. Talk to us this morning.
So this morning we are talking about employing spiritual weapons to win in your marketplace. Employing spiritual weapons. A lot of the time, people are going to the marketplace with CVs, with work experience, but they don't understand that they are in a very spiritual environment, contentious environment, combative environment, competitive environment, and a spiritual environment. So I just want to speak to the Radio Pulpit family this morning to say there is a posture that you have to have when you are there operating in the marketplace. A lot of believers are not winning in the marketplace. And I want to just come and talk to you. It's because you must have your spiritual backing in place when you are there in the marketplace. Who is backing you up when you are in battle? Who is backing you up when troubles are happening to you, when challenges are coming against you, when resistance is coming against you, when hindrance is coming against you? You know, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. But the Bible tells us, while they were going, suddenly a storm arose. And I believe that believers do not understand when the storms arise, what must they do and what kind of weapons can they use in the battleground. And let me say, because I say this, the marketplace is combative, contentious, and competitive, it's a battleground. It's not a playground. So that is what I want to talk to our family this morning. How are you going to win in the battleground of the marketplace?
Yeah, ne? That is like really something else. Aya, you want to say something to
me? No. It's cold. I'm keen to hear how we win.
I'm thinking, Ma, when Ma is talking, Aya, and that the disciples were in the marketplace and the Lord Jesus Christ says, let's cross over. And then the storm came. And it happened twice when they were with Jesus in the ship and the storm came.
And they were alone.
And they were like headless chickens. And that's who we exactly are at this time. What lessons do we get from those that has walked that journey with Jesus Christ as the disciples?
Exactly. So the first thing is that we must just remind ourselves, because I think sometimes we don't realize that when you are in the marketplace, that Jesus and his disciples were in the marketplace. So first of all, I think we always think that, you know, as believers, we are operating in an environment where it's all peace, in an environment where everybody is doing the right thing. We are operating in an environment where everybody wants the best for everyone that's there. That is not the case. There are different people with different motivations, people with different agendas in the marketplace. There are people there that are going to undercut you. There are people there that want to get the deal that you are going for, get the promotion that you want to go for. So you must understand, first of all, the context within which you are operating. And people will do many different things. The reason why I said it's a spiritual environment, because you want that promotion, because you want that opportunity, because you want that training and development contract, people are also there and they want the same thing. And because they want the same thing, there are people that will go to any length to get it. They will go to any length. So when you are there and you are just, you know, playing on the battleground and you don't understand where you're operating, you are going to find yourself churned out by that system. You're going to find yourself overwhelmed by the contentiousness of that environment. You are going to find yourself, a lot of people are depressed actually in the marketplace. A lot of people are not enjoying their work in the marketplace because they don't understand the environment that they're operating in. So first of all, as I said, Jesus' disciples were in the marketplace. So you have to understand you are right where God wants you to be.
Sure.
There's a lot of people that every time the storm arises, they want to change their jobs. I've dropped a mic right there. They come, oh, I don't believe God wants me to be in this environment anymore. I'm moving on. God has got something better in store for you. No, God has not. God has put you there, created that space and place for you to win in that marketplace. The Bible tells us so many examples of you have to overcome. We are more than conquerors. You have to fight and win right there in that marketplace. As I said, people want to just change. I want to move to another place. No, you have been called to be light in darkness.
Yeah.
You have been called to shine the light of God right there where there is a lot of darkness, a lot of chaos. There's no peace. People are just leaving the place. People are depressed. That is where God has called you to win in that marketplace. So what weapons are we going to use? We are going to use our spiritual weapons to win in the marketplace. So the first spiritual weapon that we're going to use, I know Sibongile is going to ask me, which is the first spiritual weapon? Do you know Sibongile asks more questions than the listeners?
I can't fault her.
Ma, you're telling the wrong one. She's worse than I. Oh, I see.
The choir right
here. The first spiritual weapon, because I'm a person of prayer, the first spiritual weapon I want to talk to us about is prayer. They're in no particular order, but prayer, you cannot go to the marketplace except you call on the name of the Lord your God. There, it's utter madness to go to the marketplace without praying. So we have to be prayerful people when we are operating in the marketplace. We have to understand Jesus himself taught us to pray. You know, Jesus performed a lot of miracles. As he goes, the Bible tells us he would withdraw very early in the morning.
Yes.
He would pray all night. And when I studied the prayer life of Jesus, I came back revolutionized because I realized if the Son of God prayed as much as he did, then why do I, Prudence, think I'm going to survive in this world without the power of prayer? And the amazing thing about this prayer of Jesus, Jesus would withdraw to pray early in the morning, and the whole day he would be performing miracles. Now we want to pray in the crisis. I've dropped the mic right there. I'm already in the problem. Now I want to pray. I don't have faith. The storms of life are coming against me. There's water coming in my boat. While you are supposed to scoop out the water, you want to be praying. No, you go to the marketplace prayed up. Prayed up. You can't go there to go and pray in the time of crisis. Your boss is calling you. Why is this not done? This is what people are saying. Customers are complaining about your work. Now you want to pray in the crisis. No. People of God, I want to encourage you today. One of the things to do to go to the marketplace, you must go prayed up. People are consulting a lot of spirits in the marketplace. So you must know that you have spoken to the Lord about your day. We call it commanding your day. Before the devil meets you at the marketplace in the morning, 8 o'clock, you already go to the marketplace prayed up. So the devil knows before you get there, you are prayed up. Jesus said in Matthew 6, Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." So there's a way that heaven operates that we must bring down here on earth. So when you are operating in any particular marketplace environment and there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of things that are not to be so, that is where the child of God, the Bible says, becomes salt and light in that environment. Mm-hmm. So you come prayed up and you will help to regulate the environment for all the other people that are there. Believers like to be thermometers. Oh, it's a lot of, so they read the temperature. The temperature in this company, there's a lot of chaos. The temperature in this company, there's a lot of undercutting. The temperature in this company, people don't get paid the right wages. The temperature in this company, there's corruption. The temperature. So you just read the environment. You are just telling us what is there. But your word, your responsibility is to be salt and light. You regulate where there is corruption. That is where you bring the light of God. Where there is darkness, that is where you bring the will of God. The kingdom of God must be established in that environment. So I want to really encourage us. It is time to pray like never before.
Right.
You know, the Lord told me, Prudence, prayer is the game changer. Pray, if you want to change the game in the marketplace, whether you're running a company, you are putting, you know, contracts, you are waiting for opportunities, you are applying for a job, you are applying for a promotion, prayer is the game changer. So if you want to start to employ spiritual weapons, prayer is the place to start. So that at the end, you can do what Psalm 128 verse 1 and 2 says, blessed are all those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. We find examples of other people eating the fruit of your labor. Other people enjoying the promotion of the work of your labor. So here the Bible tells us, when we do this, we will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Amen. So that is the first spiritual weapon that we must use when we are out there in the marketplace.
You can go on, Mama.
We are absorbing. Aya is writing.
And I'm just thinking, this is what I wanted to say to family members. As Ma was talking, I'm just thinking, it comes to my heart that every Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, there's prayer with Ayanda. And you've already set your week.
Listen,
you've already set your week.
That is why I'm being like a sponge right now.
Yeah,
you know?
So she's writing every note down. You can go on, Ma.
Prayer is the game changer. So second one is the word of God. How would you know what God wants for you when you're in the marketplace without knowing the word? So again, I'm encouraging the family that you must know what God has said concerning your life, concerning having put you in that environment. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to enjoy? What rights do you have? What responsibilities do you have in that marketplace? So when we have people in the prayer line saying, no, Pastor, please pray for me, I'm looking for another job. Did God not bless you with that job? So if you are not prepared to fight the battles, look at David. David was anointed for announcement. So they went, the Lord says, go and anoint me a king in the house of Jesse. So first of all, God will announce you as you are entering that marketplace. Then David was anointed for battle. He had to fight many battles all the way to become the king of Israel. Fight the lion, fight the bear, fight Goliath, fight many fights, even the fight at Ziklag. People came there, burned down the camp, took their wives, took the children, took all their properties and ran away. So you must stand at your post, as I said, in prayer, but you must also know the word of God that I am more than a conqueror. Through Christ who loved me. So you cannot every time pack up and leave when the battle arises. So saints of God, you need to know the word of God. You need to know your true identity in Christ. You need to know that God has created this place and this space for me. You need to know when it says in Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell in it. So as you are there fighting in the marketplace, you need to know that God wants you to conquer that territory that you are in. God wants you to win in that territory. God wants you to possess certain things in the territory. And as we have read now, God wants you to eat the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity is yours. So every promotion that you must get in the marketplace, never walk away because of the battle from what God has given to you. You must fight and prevail in that environment. You know, one of the things that I led people in prayer about last night, I said to them, we are at war and believers are acting like this is a playground. The Bible says, tells us in Revelations 12, verse 7, it says, there was war in heaven. The devil and his angels fought, and Michael and his and the other angels fought and prevailed. So there is a prevailing that we must do in the marketplace. And so the word of God will tell us, what is your posture in the marketplace? Because you can't change jobs every time people come against you. People, in fact, when you get promoted, they start paying attention to you. That is the time when people start, when you are just at low levels, you are not making any waves in the marketplace, they just leave you alone. But when you start to progress, that is when people start paying attention to you. So you must know the word of God. The word of God must be in your mouth at all times. When you see the storm arise, that is the time when you must not be silent. You must start to speak the word of God in the name of Jesus. I come against every storm in this place. When David saw that his wife and children were away, were taken away, the Bible says they cried, they lamented, and then David inquired from the Lord, what must I do about this? The Lord says, pursue, overtake, and you will recover all. Pursue them, you will surely overtake, and you will recover all. So sometimes it's not about changing your jobs. It's not about leaving. It's not about going somewhere else. You'll find another battle in the other place, by the way. I've dropped another mic right there. You will leave to another place and find another battle there. So we must learn how to overcome and fight the battles of life right there in the marketplace. So the second way to win is to use the word of God, to know the word of God, to know your rights, to know your responsibilities, and also to know that God wants you to prosper and eat the fruit of your labor right there in the marketplace.
Mama, can
the third one?
Sorry, Mama.
Before Mama gets to the third one,
I'm telling you, Mama. Can I just quickly just ask a quick question?
Yes.
Please. You know, and I'm connecting this with the story that we're referencing, which is, you know, the time when Jesus gave his disciples the instruction to go to the other side, and then the storm arose. You know, and we know Jesus was sleeping, and they called out, "Ye of little faith." Here's the thing, and I mean this, as you say, that sometimes we walk into the marketplace completely oblivious of our territory. We don't understand, you know, we've not taken the time to study our territory. We've not taken the time to understand the mechanics of what we are called to do in this particular place. We've not taken time, Mama, you know, to even ask the Lord what our posture should be. You know, am I here as a warrior? Am I here to uproot, or am I here to rebuild? You know, and so we make those technical mistakes sometimes when we don't know, right? But I suppose through prayer, we will then be able to gain the necessary insight, and the word of God will assist us. But here's a great tension that sometimes arises. And the tension is between the instruction and the people of the land. Let me call it the people of the land, right? So sometimes the instruction is go to the other side. And it is that's the instruction, right? And then the storm is the people. And it happens right in the middle of your journey going to the other side. The people start coming up. They show up. You know, you have all types of people, the Pharaohs and the Herods together. You have the Hezites, the Perizzites,
the Jebusites, the Hittites,
the Sun, Balak. You have all of them together. Yes. And then as a child of God,
right?
You know, you're a follower of Christ, and the heart of God, in fact, is with people. So it's for me, here's the tension between your journey as a follower and that of being a warrior, because in every battle there are always casualties, and usually those casualties are people. So how do we balance that, you know, being a warrior and being one that is called, you know, to show forth the love of God and to preserve people,
especially because you know you're in the battlefield. Especially because you know you're in the battlefield.
In the marketplace, it's a constant tension.
I feel like Aya has that sport, Maya Mercy. Should I show mercy? Because it's the casualties are people.
Yet the instruction stands, you know?
Yes.
And the very same will stop you from building the wall, eh? From rebuilding the walls.
Yes.
So what, Ma?
Yes, so that's a great question. Hmm. And a lot of the times our posture then would be peace, peace, where there is no peace, right? So you must first conquer the environment. Conquer the environment. Come because on. What you find there is the spirit behind the people. Okay. So when we are thinking like that, like we are also instructed, and many times we'll hear the preaching, it's not the person that you are fighting.
No.
The person that is incited to come against you, there is a spirit behind them. We see when Jesus was telling them who he is and what his purpose was on the earth. They said, I'm not going to allow you to go to the cross. And Jesus rebuked him and said, get thee behind me, Satan, because there is a purpose why I'm here. That is my mission here on the earth. So Jesus was not rebuking Peter. He was rebuking the spirit that Peter did not understand what he was here to accomplish.
Mm.
So we will find those very people in the marketplace that are coming against you, but there is a spirit incited behind them. So when the Lord was telling the children of Israel to come out of Egypt to go to the promised land, we see the same thing. They get there and they find giants in the land. So believers always think that when God has given you a promise, you'll find, you'll get there, green grass, everybody's chilling with picnic chairs, everybody's wearing bright and colorful clothing, they are all clapping for you. No, you must go and conquer that environment, because Jesus, they were told, you will go to the promised land where it's flowing with milk and honey, but what you'd never expect when you get there is the giants have possessed the land.
So let me ask.
So you have to fight.
Let me ask.
So my first question is, what are the spirits, the prevailing systems, the systems of corruption, the systems of greed, the spirits of mammon that are in that environment?
Let me ask, Mom.
The word of God says, you can't serve God and mammon, so you must conquer what is in that environment.
Let me ask,
that
Mom,
is not of God.
Does it matter then, as Ayanda was asking, and our time is so short today. But does it matter then? Because the Bible, the word, actually, not the Bible, but the word of God is a sword. And we're using the sword. We pray, we use the sword. And in our using of the sword, then somebody's ear gets cut off. Does it matter when you're praying?
It matters. Yes, it matters, because her question was the people, God's heart is towards people.
Mm.
That is the ones he came to save.
Mm.
So when you are there, you are always addressing the systems and the spirits behind the people. What is inciting this person who's always coming against you? What is inciting this manager that is always, you know, that's mean-spirited, that does not want the best for their team, that's always setting people, there are people gossiping in the marketplace, people backbiting, backstabbing. These are all the words that we know about the marketplace.
Mm.
So that is the spirit. So when you get there, this is your posture. Let the kingdom of God come in this place.
Because
that
thinking,
is what you've come to establish there.
Because
so
I'm thinking,
you must know.
I'm thinking there are people who might even lose their jobs because of you.
Casualties,
as Ayanda was saying, because you are in that space. Their businesses might close in that space because of yours.
And so be it, because you've come to establish the kingdom of God.
Okay.
That's exactly it. If that must happen, because that's exact, the world, earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell in it. So every single person, what Jesus came to do is to establish that we can call on the name of the Lord and be saved. So people are in captivity if they are not of the kingdom.
Sure.
If people are not of God's system, then they are trapped in captivity in another system.
Sure.
And so we must, like Jesus said, I'm anointed to preach liberty to those who are in captivity, to preach open doors to those who are imprisoned,
yes.
to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Those who are blind, those, so people are in that, but you don't see them because we don't look at people with spiritual eyes. But many of them are trapped in systems that you have come there to liberate them from. So when we are in the marketplace, we have to be aware of that. Why am I here in this particular company, in this particular environment, at this particular time? I'm here to establish the kingdom of God, way that God would operate on the earth.
Let me quickly...
if there's anybody coming against that system, you are there to overcome that system and establish the system of God in that company.
Let me quickly
And that may mean there will be people that are coming up against you, and you must conquer and you must win.
Let me quickly read two messages from our very own Vusi in studio with us and Ayanda, and from Shalom J. She's always in studio with us. And Shalom J says, Anne Hamilton explains that the things that come against us is threshold guardians, fallen angels, the rulers, principalities. These are all spiritual. Then Yeshua said the weapons of our warfare are not physical but spiritual. So Anne says the fruit of the Ruach HaGodesh, I think the Lord Holy Spirit, right? The armor of God, Yeshua's kiss, the blood works on the cross, and the worship, obedience is our weapons. We should not rebuke these guardians but overcome them with good, which is our weapons. What you are called to do in any space is rooted in your name, like I am from Jacob. How do you say that? Supplanter. I supplanter what isn't from Elohim with the kingdom of Elohim. Okay. And then Vusi, our very own Vusi, he's our controller today. He says, responding to the casualties, he says, if they don't repent, unfortunately, they will become casualties. Don't Vusi, I've mentioned it, sorry. It was too late. I didn't see your name. But he says, if they don't repent, unfortunately, they will become casualties.
And that is what we've come to establish. So when you are doing that and you overcome that system that's in a particular marketplace environment, a particular company, a particular place, you are actually helping everybody else in that environment. Because when the kingdom of God is established, then you will have what the Bible says, peace, love, joy, kindness, goodness, self-control. Mm-hmm. So that is what you're coming to establish. So we mustn't shy away from establishing the kingdom of God because they are casualties. Those casualties are the ones who are opposing and coming against the system that God wants to establish. So we can't really be first meditating on them. And sometimes they as well, people practice witchcraft in the work environment. And many, there are casualties already as a result of that. People are depressed. People have headaches. People are sick. People are losing their jobs because there's another system that's operating. When you have conquered that system, the Lord said to David, pursue them. You will needless overcome them and you will recover all. So when you have done that, then you are establishing the kingdom of God in that place. Then you can see the environment clearing up. There's peace. People are working differently. There are some companies where people pray at work. You start to feel the atmosphere is different in this place. So people of God, we must fight and we must win in the marketplace. That is all it is. Use those spiritual weapons that you've been given. Exactly. And it's this, the Bible says, the word of God is a sword of the spirit. A sword is not drawn for anything but to fight with it. You do not draw your sword if you're going to play games.
That's why
you
draw your
sword to fight and win. And if people are bleeding around the place, then it means they are already of another system. They are already doing things to people there that is not helpful. So you are there to bring liberation in that place. And don't shy away from it. That's what you are called to do.
Yeah. I think we curve it here today. Aya. Yeah. I see Aya still wants to go.
No. I'm just holding reservations around, the whole thing of... it's a discussion that must be had. I think it's very helpful. My whole page is filled with notes. The whole thing. I think we need to workshop.
Of course, we need that.
How we ought to position ourselves so that our flesh, does not see I don't walk into the marketplace and see my boss for who she is, such that when she starts pleading, I feel vindicated. Because that's also another problem. You know what I mean? We are there. The sword is drawn to fight the spirit and not the person. So another person bleeding should not be a sense of vindication and victory for me. You know what I mean?
But he also says it in his word that you shouldn't celebrate one another. And that's where you should come in and pray.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. We need to workshop it because it's such a thin line, Mama. Anyway, you've got an event, Ma.
That's where people will be workshopped.
You know what I mean?
At the event. Exactly. Please tell us about that. Yeah. Where the International Marketplace Summit is meeting.
Thank you so much. So listeners, we are coming to the Marketplace Champions Conference on the 29th of June.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
It's Marketplace Champions. So we are going to talk about how are you a champion, and exactly what they were saying. How are we going to make sure that we are not really, in the marketplace to do things that are not helpful to advance the kingdom of God? But this conference, the theme is stewarding kingdom wealth. There are many people who don't know that God wants you to be wealthy.
True.
They are still battling with, does God wants you to prosper? The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18, it is He, it is God who gives you the power to get wealth. That
Amen.
He may establish His kingdom, His covenant that He has given to you. That is God wants to do that. So we want you to know that it is time for kingdom wealth. It is time for you to advance in the marketplace. It's time for your money to come right there in the marketplace. So International Marketplace Summit is hosting the Marketplace Champions Conference on the 29th of June.
Hello, ma?
International Marketplace.
Hello, ma? Are you still there?
Are conquering in the marketplace.
Thank you, Lord.
They are people standing strong in the spirit. So please come. We have got Reverend Shade. She's going to talk about God's economy. I hope people know that there's an economy of God. So sometimes we are also in a different economy where there are so many market conditions. You are always subject to them. So come and hear about the economy of God. Come and hear about how you can steward kingdom wealth. We've got Nico Jacobs, who's also a CEO of South African Futures Trust. And they have got big programs where they give money to entrepreneurs to scale your business for job creation. And they're running a competition at the moment where you stand the chance as an entrepreneur to win 500,000 rand. So come and hear more about that at the Marketplace Champions Conference. Again, we've got Reverend Ndibu Nepfumbadas. She is also there in the marketplace, a corporate giant. And she's also going to talk to us about how are we going to find that place in the market, space in the marketplace where we are going to win and employ these weapons, spiritual weapons, in order to steward our kingdom wealth. We've got Pastor Samson Sule and the very own Marketplace Motivator. I am a speaker at this conference.
Fantastic.
So we are looking forward to you coming to join us.
We'll be
so
there.
How do you register? So entrance is free, but registration is required.
Mm-hmm.
We really want you to come. We want you to invite others.
Mm-hmm.
So call us on our WhatsApp line to register on +27 international code. But it's 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417. Call the WhatsApp line for the office to register. And then they will send you the links for you to register on our church track. And we want to see you on the 29th of June, 9 a.m. sharp, for the Marketplace Champions Conference.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome. Mama, thank you so much for waking up and talking to us this morning. And good morning.
Yes. Greetings from the United States of America.
Yeah.
You see, I would come. I would get up at 4 o'clock for our... for our radio pulpit listeners. So
Aww,
it was a
that is
pleasure
so
to
awesome.
Be with you
it's so humbling.
Again this morning.
No, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
This was absolutely, absolutely enlightening, Mama. The insights are amazing. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Ayanda.
Bye, Ma. Love you.
Bye-bye.
And just to remind the family, the numbers again for the International Marketplace Summit, if you'd like to be part of it and you don't want to miss it, send a WhatsApp call, that number. Oh, okay, Marla's using the plus 27 because she's an international jet setter. So it's 063-361-4417. It's 063-361-4417. The International Marketplace Summit. And we shouldn't miss it. Ayanda said we need to be workshopped. And I believe that we shouldn't miss such opportunities. Yeah. I mean, the event is free as well.
Yeah.
We shouldn't miss such opportunities where we are going to be sharpened. And when we come out in the marketplace, we win for Christ.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Come live the life at 657 AM.
Oh, you can believe that He is the same God who still performs miracles. He does it exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think of or even imagine. Came out with the songs of Felicia Marion. Oh, it is Jesus. And before it was Mahalia Buchanan, Holy Most High. That's how I came out from our talk with Mama Prudence Muchumi as we were talking together, Le Ayanda, on Visiothon last week, talking to her, hoping that you have been blessed by that message and you are going to go out with a winning attitude when you are going out to the marketplace. Remember, the marketplace is the most spiritual place and you need to go out prepared, wearing the full armor of God. And if you want to know more about that armor, go to the book of Ephesians 6. I am signing out, leaving you with perspective with Germany, Yanni Balsam. You and I are going to meet on Saturday on the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide again this Saturday at 4 o'clock. And yeah, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
I'm leaving you with the sounds of Travis Green, Be Still.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.